Hello, everyone. Welcome to Peer-to-Peer Real Estate Show. I am your host, Willie Morales, and we are live here at BeatboxRadio.com, and we are live here every Wednesday from 6 to 7 p.m. And on today's show, I mean, I am so thrilled to have this guest. Her name is Francesca Ragucci. Francesca is an entrepreneur and a founder of Francesca Ragucci Marketing. She dedicates her day-to-day work to be of service to her clients in industries such as real estate development, and home improvement. She manages her clients' online brands and empowers them to show up online like never before. Francesca's ability to understand the migration of communication tools in a mobile-first environment, which is true, is what makes her an expert in marketing. Francesca, thank you so much for being on Peer to Peer. How are you?
Well, hello. Thank you so much for having me. I'm well. How are you?
I am good. Like I said, I am thrilled to have you on the show. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
Oh, yes, definitely. So what I do is I help realtors, developers, home improvers manage their online presence, that being social media. Marketing is mobile first today, and that's just the way it is. Everyone's on their phone. Everyone's scrolling on Instagram or Facebook, in between meetings, at a cafe, even in the car, at the red light. So it's so important to be in front of your ideal client on social media, especially because it's evolving on a day-to-day basis.
You know what I'm amazed, though, Francesca, is just, like you said, how social media is growing. It seems like every day there's a new platform coming out. Did you know early on, when you were growing up, you wanted to be an entrepreneur?
You know what? My first experience with owning a business goes as far back to when I was in high school and I was babysitting for my mom's friends and clients. I really started building my own clientele there and making my own money working on my own weekly schedule. That was impactful for me. So I made my own money, I set my own schedule, and I had my own clients who loved me and referred me to other clients. So that was my first taste of entrepreneurship, and I would definitely say that entrepreneurship found me at that point.
That's amazing. You know, I'm just amazed at someone, early on knows that they wanted to be an entrepreneur. For me, Francesco, unfortunately, that didn't happen until I was in my 40s, but I'm happy to say that at least it's better late than never. Once you got into the social media field, did you have any struggles early on in your business, like trying to make your mark?
The way I found social media was when shortly after I got out of college, I started doing architectural, commercial, real estate style photography for clients, and I noticed that after I had 25, 35 photos for them, I gave them to them in this beautiful package and said, here you go, use them. And I crossed my fingers and hoped that they would be on a Facebook page, on their LinkedIn page, somewhere. I saw the property was listed on a Zillow or Realtor.com website, but I would look everywhere else and I wouldn't see any of the photos. Then that made me realize that, does not have the grasp of social media, because utilizing for business is still a new concept to many people, especially realtors. They're out with their clients on a day-to-day basis, and for them to sit down at their computers, at their phone, and post on social media or even grow a clientele there, they think, where do I start? So that's where I come in, and that's how I really help them and monitor it for them.
Oh, I see. It does make sense, especially if the realtor's out most of the day showing apartments or showing homes, then they, go back to the office, then boom, they got to go right back out. So, that makes perfect sense.
They could be out from morning until late at night, and time goes by, and then they would think, oh, I have to post. How could you stop your day and stop your schedule just to post on social media or even think of a content plan for your brand online?
Yeah, and the thing is, Francesca, just seeing how much social media has an impact on anyone's business, it's amazing, because in this day and age, you have, like you said, you have to be present
You have to show what's going on. Did you have any early resistance from realtors at the beginning of let's say their career, or at least once you presented them with the option of social media?
So you're speaking about resistance to, I'm meeting with a client, so I meet with a client for the first time, and they're a bit skeptical about promoting themselves or exposing themselves on a Facebook or an Instagram platform. You know, to meeting with people on the first time who are hesitant about this, I immediately put them at ease because I say, this is the way that you're going to scale your business. This is one of the ways that you're going to scale your business, because a lot of other platforms are still relevant, that being email marketing, websites. Some people utilize print ads. But social media and social media advertising, it's very new. It's very doable. And a lot of people are there. Just look around the office or look around at a gathering you go to. Everyone's checking and posting.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. You could be on any street, and I'm pretty sure you've done that, Francesca, where you walk in and you see someone on their phone and they're looking at something. Do you see, or, I mean, I guess it's obvious, though, that you have less and less usage of a tablet, unless they use a tablet to read, but I think they're using their phone now to read books and magazines and all that. Do you see the tablet and the desktop slowly but surely, I hate to say it, but not disappearing from the workforce, but an everyday occurrence from, you know, regular people?
You know, using a mobile phone or a tablet is the first option that the average person goes to. Why? Most people are out and about. If you're traveling for work, you're not on your laptop in the car. You're on your phone or you're on your tablet because it's easy, because it's accessible, because apps have created new ways for you to communicate with people, to stay in touch with your email, to have your schedule. At that point, why do you need a laptop that's higher in cost as well as heavier? Laptops and phones are lighter. You can carry them around easier, and that's the way communication's moving. So phones and laptops are extremely important. Whenever I'm working on my own brand online or my clients, we always create content being Instagram posts or what you see online in a mobile-first world, because we look at the analytics in the back end, and most of the percentage is mobile-first.
Yeah, I can't remember where. I don't know if I saw this on Google or Instagram. Not Instagram or Twitter. I can't remember which platform it was, Francesca. But I heard that about 78% of people now just use their phone for pretty much everyday use. Is that about right? Does that make sense? That high of a percentage, 78%?
It's that high of a percentage, and you know what? It's just getting higher because of apps, because of the ease of showing a client a house on FaceTime, going Facebook Live. There's video, there's text, and there's talking all on a phone.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, I guess this is a, I won't say a follow-up question because you pretty much answered it, but I mean, obviously, social media is important for our business because we need to be out there. But how do we get that client, that motivated seller, to give us a call, to give me a call? Since I'm in the Philadelphia area investing, I live in New York, but if I want to get out there to promote that, hey, I have a business, I have a real estate house, you know, I want to sell it, I'm willing to carry the financing, you don't have to qualify for a bank, I could do all that. How do I get out there then?
One, when you're brand new to social media, so if you're in an instance where you're brand new, meaning you have zero followers, zero following, and you're just getting out there, you need to establish who your target client is. Now, this is a process that myself and the client always go through. Who is your target client? What demographics are they? What age are they? What lifestyle do they lead? Where do they live? What do they like to do? What are their interests? Where do they go? All of these types of questions need to be answered and written down on a sheet of paper and put it in your iPad. Because when you're looking for somebody, I love this example, because LinkedIn is such an underestimated social media platform. People automatically go to, oh, Facebook and Instagram. People are on LinkedIn, but less and less people actually are communicating to one another on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is the easiest way to communicate because everyone's credentials, credibility is right there for you to see. So on LinkedIn, you're able to search a job position, income bracket, what their interests are, what organizations they're involved in, what charities they like. It's all right there. Make it easier for yourself. Start off on LinkedIn and see who you're able to find. Build your list from there. I often tell people to create a spreadsheet or create an email list from there. That way you have a database of these individuals to stay in contact with.
Wow, I can't believe you said that about LinkedIn because, you know, I didn't even think about it because I wanted to do a show, like a 10 to 15 minute show on building your team. And, you know, I'm trying to find ways to, you know, to talk about it in terms of, oh, use word of mouth or go to, you know, your real estate club. But I didn't even think about LinkedIn because that's right. Your profile is there. If you're honest and trustworthy, your credibility file is there. I don't even have words to say, Francesca, because I never thought about LinkedIn.
Yeah, LinkedIn is very powerful. I will give you another strategy as well. So once you're building your clientele on LinkedIn and you have people following you, you're following people back, you're growing, you have these numbers, you have these people on your list, the next step is to message them. Create a message, introduce yourself, and ask them what you're able to do for your business. Now, this is something that virtually a small amount of people actually do, because if people were actually messaging on LinkedIn, you'd receive messages all day long. Create a message, introduce yourself, and say, what value am I able to add to your business? Oftentimes, for example, one of my clients has a blog, and on this blog, they like to talk about the lifestyle. So within the lifestyle, that's movies, that's restaurants, that's events. So they then connect with people who hold these events. They connect with photographers, the event holders, or people who work at local charities. And they ask, how am I able to give value to you? Then they connect and create a collaboration from there that's doable for the both of them. And that's how you really skyrocket and scale your business because you're introducing yourself to more people in person. My business motto is take online offline. Because in order to be online, you have to grow your business offline. Instead of just staying online. Because oftentimes you'll see somebody, oh, they're active. They post every single day. But you have to think again, what are they doing on LinkedIn, for instance, to grow their business offline and meet with someone in person?
I see. Wow, that's a great tip. Do you see video? I mean, we have Facebook Live, YouTube, I heard Instagram, you could post up a video, Twitter. Is video a way to promote our business? Is that a good, also a source of promotion?
Well, I will tell you, video is the leader of business promotion today. Facebook Live, there's Instagram Live, and there's ways to put your video out there now. I will tell you, do a Facebook Live. How you do a Facebook Live is you have to have a Facebook business page. You go live, and even if it's for 30 seconds, if you're brand new to Facebook Live, because guess what? Everyone starts at a certain point. When I was starting out on Facebook Live, I was not a natural starting off, but I brought myself to it. I built the courage to sit in front of my phone alone, in my office and talk to my phone because I was talking to my audience. Because when you're going live, you have a chance at people watching you live. So that's as if you're able to see, you know, so-and-so is watching you live and people are able to comment. So say you're talking about your open house. This is very common that I see on Facebook Live. Friday, Saturday is approaching, and a realtor is live at their open house. Great tips for that. When someone's commenting and you're touring them around your property, always acknowledge them, thank them for commenting, and answer their questions. Because it's a great way to engage and get your video shared out. There's a certain formula that you know, you need to use on Facebook to get your video shared out, and that's just by asking.
Oh, okay. That's a great tip. How about YouTube? YouTube is probably my favorite channel. Francesca, like for real estate questions or maybe videos, I always look there first more than I do on Google or one of my favorite social media sites, I call it, biggerpockets.com. I usually go to YouTube first. How big is YouTube for us?
YouTube is a different platform than Facebook. So YouTube, you have to creatively involve the video. So you can sit, yes, you're able to sit in front of your phone yet again and talk on YouTube. YouTube is about storytelling. It's about going to your property, having a video tour of your property, putting your expertise out there on YouTube. YouTube is a place where you need to create video on a regular basis. You're creating it 3 times a week or 1 a week. You have to be regular with it. YouTube, there's so many what they call YouTube influencers, people in the local community who are on YouTube. Connect with them, collaborate with them, get people to watch your YouTube video. You're a realtor. One, look at yourself as if you are the media company of the neighborhood, of the city. You know it all. Every school district or movie theater or restaurant, you go in there, and this goes along with what I was talking about earlier, creating relationships on Instagram or LinkedIn. You're creating relationships with these business owners. These business owners are on social media because they want to grow their business as well. So make it a great opportunity for themselves as well as yourself by showcasing them in their location and growing your clientele. That's it. Wow. One person at a time.
One person
at a time.
That's
what I like to say as well.
No, I like that. Is with social media, Francesca, is it necessary or is it a necessary evil to have a website? Is it that important to our business? Wouldn't social media be enough? You have a business page on Facebook, you post up on Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. Is having a website that important for us? Is it something that we can do without?
Websites are important, and I will tell you why. You're saying why? Because I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, I'm everywhere. Do I need to be? You own your website, meaning you own your domain name. You build your own website on your own service. Facebook isn't controlled by you. You are a part of a community of millions of people who are on Facebook. And what happens on Facebook is the algorithm changes, or there's a change in the news feed. There's a change with advertising, or the look of your page changes, because that's what happened. Facebook 5 years ago looked completely different, and you interacted on there differently. So every time Facebook changes, you have to adapt or else you fall behind. On your website, that's controlled by you. Yes, you need to keep updating your website in accordance with what you're doing, but your website is yours. It's your hub of everything you. So you put your social media on your website, you put your publicity, what you're doing, your properties, that is the hub of you, and that is the main spot. Now, does every single person who finds you, do they all need to go to your website? Should that be one of your main goals? No, because if you get a client who saw you on Instagram and messaged you on Instagram or emailed you directly from Instagram, that's a win for you. But people still use Google. So if they Google your name, your website should come up and your social media.
Okay. No, well said. So
thank you.
How often, well, should we still blog or should we post a video or should we do both? And how often? I know you said maybe 1 to 3 times a week, but can you do both? Can you blog maybe once a week and do a video 1 to 2 times a week? Or is that just too much of us being out there? Does that make sense?
Yes, it did. This is where I would say that you have to know who you are. Are you the person who's going to be excited and thrilled about doing video on a regular basis? Are you the person who shines in front of a camera, or are you the person who likes to write? Do you like to sit back and write about your day or your expertise? It's two different ways of communicating. Now, there's people who do both. I do both because blogging is very important. There's a channel of blog platforms as well as a channel of video platforms. And for me, I spread myself to as many places as I possibly can, especially when I start out with a client. For me, I'll start with myself. I started out on just a couple of social media platforms. I got used to interacting on them and communicating with people there. Then I moved on to two more platforms. So I got myself and my mind in the habit of doing things. Now I'm in the habit of writing a blog every week. I'm in the habit of going Facebook Live or making YouTube videos because it's the growth of my business. It's how you found me. It's how another client will find me down the road or 6 months from now. And it's just going to grow on a day-to-day basis if you're tending to it right.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think you answered my question the question I was going to ask you next, because I was going to ask you, how can you get me, who is video shy, to promote my business? But you said that I could blog. Maybe I could do a video in disguise, Francesca. What do you think about that?
A video where?
I said that I could do a video in disguise. You know, I'll wear a pair of shades and maybe a baseball cap. Nobody knows who I am.
In disguise.
I'm just kidding.
Well, you know, you could do that. It's the summer, so you have the excuse to wear sunglasses outside.
Okay, perfect.
I'd say for people who are starting out on video, do a simple 15-second Instagram story or record a 30-second video on your phone. Don't even go live. Get used to yourself recording videos of yourself. Or if you're so shy to put it on yourself, point it outward because you're still recording video. But you're recording what's around you. Walk down the street, you're at your property, and you say, okay, what locations are around me? You take the person on a tour. Okay, this barbershop's right here. Here's this veterinary office. So you're taking a person on the tour of the neighborhood without even showing yourself. You're still accomplishing video.
Well, you know, I never thought about that, but yeah, do a...
No excuse.
No, you know, that's perfect, though, because, you know, if you could do a 15-second video of yourself and you're just recording it on your own and you don't put it live, but you practice, that's a good way because then you're just pretty much getting started and then you feel comfortable in front of a camera and then you could work your way up. I love that idea. That's something that I could probably do at the beginning.
Good idea. Yeah.
So, you know, we have, I guess, the big three, maybe the big four, which is Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, I guess Instagram. Is there a social media platform that's underestimated that we don't hear about often, or people just put to the side and say, nah, I don't want to use that. I got the other big three or four.
As of today, I already spoke about LinkedIn and the reason why it's underestimated. It's underestimated because people are not sure how to interact on LinkedIn. A lot of people think LinkedIn is just this place to put up your credentials, and that's it. People will find it. But it's not. It's a place, like I said, to find people who you're looking for in your target audience. I will go to another new one that slowly but surely business owners, and I mean realtors, because business owners are on there, Snapchat, the ghost, that is growing, and it's going to be the next big thing. Have you heard of Snapchat, Will?
No, not at all. I mean, I know Snapchat, but I never Snapchat at all.
I would say it's about 3+ years old at this point. What Snapchat is it's a lot of people who have children who are listening to this right now will say, oh, my child uses that all the time to communicate with his or her friends. And what happens is they chat and the video disappears as soon as they open it or the photo, or you're able to create a story similar to Instagram. now Snapchat has a discovery option where, say, you as a realtor, you go on Snapchat, which a lot of realtors are on Snapchat, so you can find them on there. You go on, you're able to discover what's going on around you, what businesses around you have Snapchat, and you're able to connect with them there.
You know, I mean, the reason why I know about Snapchat, because I remember, I think you said it's been up like 2 or 3 years. I think, maybe you might know if I'm wrong, I think Facebook wanted to buy Snapchat for $2 or $3 billion, and the CEO at the time said, no thanks, and I can see why now.
That's correct. And they made a good decision there, because Snapchat stories and Instagram stories are big competitors. Snapchat stories was created first for Instagram, and then Instagram stories is widely popular. Instagram is huge. It is probably number one at this point on social media.
Now, so for videos, for length of time, how long can you post a video up on Instagram?
How long do you put a video up for on Instagram?
No, what I mean is there a time limit? Can you post a video for 10 minutes, 20 minutes, 2 minutes, 30 seconds? That's what I meant, like the length of time of a video.
Instagram allows you to post a video that's up to 1 minute long.
Okay.
That's it. Because Instagram is a quicker platform than Facebook. Facebook wants you to be on there as long as humanly possible. While Instagram is achieving that, but Instagram, when you're posting a photo or a video, it lasts a little bit shorter of an amount of time due to the algorithm. So they limit you at 1 minute. Because guess what? If you're sitting and you're watching a video on Instagram for 5 minutes, Instagram is thinking, this person isn't scrolling through the newsfeed. And that's what Instagram wants the user to do. Scroll around, like a lot of photos, comment, follow a lot of people, create a lot of activity.
Okay. So, and Facebook Live, you could be on for an hour or two, and because you're doing a webinar or you're doing a talk show like, you know, you and I.
Yes, right. You can do a Facebook Live for an hour, definitely.
Okay. Can you explain to me the power of a hashtag? You know, to this day, I don't get it, what it is and why we have to do it. Yeah, that's, you're the expert. That's why I'm asking you.
Hashtags are the culture of social media, in particular Instagram. So I'll talk about Instagram hashtags because that's where it's really powerful. You post a photo or a video. You compliment that photo or video with 15, 20 plus hashtags. Now you're thinking, wow, that's a lot of hashtags. You know, what do I use? You're a realtor, you use hashtags of the local area. Your local area being the zip codes that you work in. So say you're working in New York, Manhattan, Brooklyn. You use all the hashtags within those areas. Now Instagram allows you to search. So say you search hashtag Brooklyn or you search people who live in Brooklyn. So you can see what those people are doing, what hashtags they use, the restaurants use, business owners use, and use the same one. That way they see what you're doing. Oftentimes, I create two sets of hashtags, so two sets of 15 hashtags. That way I'm using two different types of audiences, and I'm always mixing it up so I get in front of different people.
Oh, I see. Okay. It's a better explanation than I've gotten before, so I'll definitely use more hashtags on my Twitter feed and all the other feeds.
Use more hashtags. About 3 to 5 hashtags on Twitter, same with Facebook and LinkedIn, because again, you're able to use them to search.
Okay. Now,
if you don't use hashtags on Instagram as well, try it. If you're new, if you're using Instagram and you're gaining followers, don't try it. If you're new, try it. Maybe for a couple of days.
Okay.
Use hashtags and then don't use hashtags. See what happens. You will not get as much activity as you are with hashtags.
Okay.
People are finding you, and you want the activity.
Okay, no, I'll definitely take that into consideration. Francesca, is Google Plus, I mean, is it relevant at all? I mean, I mean, I'm a big Google fan. You know, I do all my searching there. But in terms of the media platform or the social media, is Google Plus relevant at all?
The reason why a lot of people have Google Plus accounts is because they have a Gmail, and they have to have a Google Plus account to use YouTube. Now, because people have accounts, does that mean they're active within the account? Now, there was a time period about 5+ years ago where Google Plus was popular. It was popular because it was used similar to a Facebook. People had profiles. They were posting within the profiles. It was private. They were able to communicate with their community on Google Plus because it made it easier for those who, say, didn't want to create all of these new accounts. They just utilized their Gmail account. Google Plus is not one of the top line social media platforms whatsoever in 2017. They really lost the market and they lost the opportunity, and that's something that Google may not get back at this point because Instagram and Facebook are giants. And Snapchat is a giant as well.
Okay. No, that's good to know. I mean, because I don't even post anything up on Google Plus at all. Like, you know, it's just like you said, I use it because, you know, I have a YouTube channel. So, Francesca, with social media, where do you see, you know, like a Facebook? I mean, I know it's hard to predict, but where do you see like a Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram? Do you see any competition for these, you know, these social media giants? Because it seems like you can't beat them. You got to join them, you know, for lack of a better word.
Well, you join them if you're a business owner. You try to beat them if you're someone like an app developer, or you have that courage to create a gigantic business. Another conversation, because I'm more knowledgeable in actually utilizing platforms that are popular and that people are on. So what I talk about is what's popular today. Now, 6 months, 12 months from now, Snapchat may be the place where everyone is. But for now, it's Facebook, it's Instagram, it's Snapchat. Snapchat is getting very popular.
Is WhatsApp, it's more just of just texting, right? WhatsApp, I mean, is it really relevant at all to use in our business?
Snapchat is a way of communicating privately with anyone. So I can communicate with you on WhatsApp without having your personal phone number. It's not a social media platform. Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg owns it. It's not like a social media platform that was utilized for a completely different purpose.
Okay, gotcha. Thank you. I have the WhatsApp app, but I don't even use it. I mean, a couple of people might send me something, and I'm thinking about why I even have it. I should just get rid of it. Now,
you know, I'll point this out too. And people, this is a question I get very often. How do I stay updated, or how do they stay updated? You know, Facebook now has an eBay or Facebook. They have a way to sell products. And one of my clients says, do I need to put my property in that section? I said, no.
I had no idea.
And I don't favor that, because your beautiful property, your $500,000 property or your $1 million property might be right next to a lamp or a pair of Nikes. So just because a platform is new and it seems like people are using it doesn't mean it's right for you. So I would say, in that sense, do your research if you're on your own, or contact me because I will help you out.
Wow. I didn't even know that Facebook was doing that. You know, so
yes.
So for someone like me, I think I know you talked about it earlier, like how do I find my target? Okay, I'll give you a perfect example. I'm looking for sellers, or let's say bank-owned properties in the Pennsylvania area. Let's say I target it under 50,000, because the goal for me would be to buy it, then maybe do a little bit of repairs, but then sell it on an owner finance. In other words, I'll be the bank, and I want to sell it on a long-term basis. Promote home ownership. How do I target that client, whether it's a realtor or maybe even a seller, how do I target that client on social media? Does that make sense what I'm trying to say or what I said?
Yes, it does. Because, well, how do you target it? Again, you know their behavior on social media. And you know what position they're in. You know their income. You know their lifestyle or their professional style for your purpose. On LinkedIn, you already answered your own question. So you go on LinkedIn and you find them by job title. On Instagram, there are a lot of people in that profession on Instagram. You're able to search people by profession, geographic location. You go on the platform and you search in the search bar, or you go to Google and you search. If you search, you said you were looking for who was the subcontractor?
I'm sorry?
What occupation of person are you looking for in particular?
Oh, okay. Oh, wow. Wow, you're not even...
You said bank owner?
Yeah, no. In other words, let's say sellers that are looking to sell their property, but the problem is... all right, let me put it this way. I'm looking to buy property under $50,000, right? So I'm looking for those realtors that have those listings that the bank won't lend money on because it's just not profitable for them. So I'm looking for those type of sellers, those types of bank-owned properties... that are under 50,000. So that'll be my target market in terms of pricing. Does that make sense?
Yes. Here's what you do.
Okay.
You Google. You go to Google and you look under that job occupation or that occupation in that price range for homes. And what happens is when you type it in, a big long search result list on Google or LinkedIn will show up because you utilize key words.
Uh-huh.
And that's highly important when you're searching. If you're searching and you have no idea where to start, like you just said, you know who this person is, you know what they do, you just said keywords to me. Now you take those words and you put them in the search box and you find people and connect with them. They connect back with you, say on a LinkedIn,
yeah,
or they email you back if you choose to email them. You then reach out to them and you continue the conversation. Or you look in their email signature and you find out where they are. If you Google somebody by first and last name and happen to know their first and last name, you're able to find information on them. So think simply starting off. It's very simple starting off.
Okay.
Even though somebody new to social media gets overwhelmed because this is a new world for them, just think simply when you're finding your target audience. Because once you start finding people, LinkedIn or an Instagram will pull up similar searches.
Wow. Okay. No, that's a great tip. I noticed that more and more people are not obviously watching TV anymore. They're pretty much on their phones. Is there a way to... what I'm trying to say, you know, you connect obviously with your friends and all that through, you know, all the social media platforms, but is there a way to connect on your phone with these typical sellers or realtors? I think it's easier because you could just find their phone number and just text them or whatever. But how about with sellers? Do we always have to be on the computer? I know we could be on a laptop or tablet. But since it seems like more and more people are using their phones, is that a way to target a seller on the phone?
The same way you are on a desktop.
Gotcha.
You do the same method on a phone.
Oh my
Guess
God!
What?
Thank you.
Google,
sorry that I'm at that I'm so dumb on that, but I just have to ask because it's just this is, you know, I'm in my 50s,
right,
Francesca, and
I get it.
And I embrace social media and technology. I think it's a great thing compared to when I was, you know, in my 20s and the 80s of it. We had none of this stuff. So,
right.
So, yeah, I embrace it. It's just, I guess, it is still new to me, you know, the Snapchats of the world, the, you know, Instagram, because I don't have an account. But, you know, I'm definitely talking to you. I'll definitely look into it. Because I just think that it's such a huge, well, I could say it's a small world, because you could just connect with anybody. On Twitter, I'm getting connections from people from India, United Kingdom. I mean, to me, that's amazing. That wouldn't have happened 20, 25 years ago.
That's what social media is all about, too. You spread yourself. I mean, for a realtor, the furthest you're spreading yourself is your zip code, unless you specialize in relocation, then you have more flexibility, or you specialize in vacation, or your clientele is coming from another state. So depending on what your situation is, you stretch yourself as far as possible.
No, I you know, that's a great tip that you're mentioning. So early on, or even now, has there been any ups and downs on you know, regarding your business? You know, because, you know, you have, do you deal, okay, I hate to put age specific, but do you deal with clients that are older, that are fighting you on social media, that, in other words, oh, I don't think I need this, how about just putting an ad on the newspaper or on Craigslist? Do you have any type of resistance from your older clients?
You know, when I start a process of bringing on a new client, I always have a meeting with them first to see what they're looking for and to make sure that this is going to be the right type of relationship. Because the way I present myself is I only utilize social media, your website, and your email. Anything else is for another business. So when you're working with me, you're working specifically online, specifically for mobile first marketing, because that is something that my 50 and 60 plus year old clients need help with. Because everyone's doing print ads, because everyone's maybe advertising on Google or has their site ranked at the highest. Because guess what? It's difficult now to rank first on Google. It's very difficult. It's more cost effective for you as the realtor to utilize Facebook ads or Instagram ads, or don't even utilize a single ad. Do everything for free. A lot of people like to say, oh, jump to advertising. Yes, advertising is great. If you're looking to be cost-effective as well, you could do promotions for free. That requires the work of actually messaging people. And something I do is I actually am the one who is on the social media platforms messaging for my clients, doing collaborations, creating collaborations, and those relationships with people in certain job occupations that they want to connect with.
I see. I just find it amazing, because I keep on saying that word, Francesca, because it is, when you talk about this, how social media has grown over the last 10 years, you know, we have Facebook Live, YouTube, you know, Instagram now, you have video platforms, Twitter.
Right.
I like Twitter, but the reason, let's say, I would hesitate to posting anything up on Twitter because of the characters. You only could put 140 characters. So, would we use Twitter at all for any type of real estate business in terms of promoting ourselves? Or, you know, in other words, I want to put an ad that, hey, you know, I got this property for sale, you know, it's owner financing, low down payment, blah, blah, blah. I mean, I'm going to probably pass 140 characters unless I, you know, abbreviate the words.
You know what? Abbreviate the words. Use hashtags. Guess what? If you want to be on Twitter, you have to adopt your business to Twitter's habits.
Okay.
Because for you to survive on Twitter, you have to write in that amount of characters. And guess what? 140 characters comes up quick. That's why you can get away with posting on Twitter 10, 20 times a day. 20 is a lot, 20 is pushing it. But you can get away with it because it's such a quick moving platform. Once you start, you know, finding people on Twitter, it's so quick. People tweet every 5 minutes, you know, what they're doing. Hey, I'm at this restaurant.
Yeah.
Hey, I just sold a property. Look at the image. So Twitter's behavior is a lot quicker than Facebook and Instagram. So you can get away with posting more. So if you're saying less in a post, you've just sold a property or a property's coming up for sale, use 5 posts to promote that property in a row.
Would it be the same five posts, or would you use...
Oh, different. Every single
okay.
time.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because guess what? If somebody's following you and somebody's paying attention to you, and they look at your page and they see five posts in a row, that means they know that you're not putting the effort into it, and they won't support you. So I like to use the word advocate for those who are following you, and supporters for those who are following you. Because if we just look at them narrowly, as if, oh, they're my followers. If you say they're my advocates, because people choose to follow you, it's a choice. They choose to say, oh, I like what this person is doing. I want to see more. Okay. And that's why they say.
Oh, okay. No. I agree there, because... Francesca, when I started my podcast in January, maybe February, I started posting up on Twitter and all the other social media. I think I had 30 followers, and I think 25 of them were my friends.
Okay.
And but the problem was, though, Francesca, I wasn't even posting anything, and I had followers, really like 3 or 4. And once I started posting up, I had friends of mine tell me about this, and I started posting up. So I went from like 30 followers, now I got maybe close to 350 in less than like 6 months. But I try to put up free content. I try to put up content that is relevant to whether it's real estate or just maybe speaking in motivational terms, because, all of us have bad days. Do you use Twitter, let's say, not for personal reasons, but for motivational reasons yourself, or you pretty much stick to one criteria, which is business related?
All
I didn't mean to put you on the spot.
All of my social media is business related. Now, I don't say business related. I like on Twitter. So on Twitter, I'm able to see what's trending on a national level when it comes to hashtags and events. And if I find one of those relevant to my audience, I'm going to use it. So for instance, Wednesday Wisdom is today. And I knew I was going on this podcast today. So what I did was I used the hashtag Wednesday Wisdom, and I posted about the podcast because it's nationally trending, and I wanted more people to see it.
No, I appreciate that.
So you have to think, what's the behavior on Twitter? I'll use Twitter for an example, because I just started creating GIFs. Now, GIFs are these short little videos that you can create of yourself, and it's more comical. And that's fun for me because I'm able to start creating a culture around my brand. Because I look at myself online and what I'm doing online as branding myself. Because I'm in it for the long term. And the long term meaning, not just saying, all I want out of this is, quick. I want to wake up tomorrow and have something happen. It's just not going to happen immediately. You have to grow your brand. Your brand meaning, who are you, what's your purpose, who your audience is, and what's their lifestyle that you're communicating.
Okay, with your clients, like I said, you always interview your clients first just to make sure it's a perfect fit. Would you accept a client if they just wanted to use one platform of social media, or is there a criteria that you have? In other words, let's say I want to work with you, but I only want to use, let's say, Facebook. Would that be feasible for myself?
For me, when I'm getting in front of a client, when I'm talking to someone on the phone, they may say they want to use Facebook because they're not familiar with what all this stuff is on social media, and that's why they're coming to me. They're just aware of Facebook, but they know everything else is out there. My job up front is to create that upfront value for them and give them reasons why, what the value was. A lot of clients like to see. So they see because they go on my website, FrancescaRiducci.com, and they see, example posts that I've done. They see some of the data that's been created by using everything. And even just listening to this interview right here, I've created some concrete strategies as to how you need to communicate differently on the platform. If you're just on Facebook, you're not going to survive, because I'm going back to the point I made earlier by saying you're at the mercy of one platform. If Facebook vanished or Facebook changed its algorithm or the way they communicate brands, because when you're on as a business, you're on as a brand because you use a business page. You're at the mercy of what they do. If you're everywhere, if you're on three or four tops, you have flexibility of finding people on three or four platforms.
Okay. Wow. You know, I never...
That scale.
Yeah, no, I never thought about that way because, you know, listening, you know, obviously listening to you right now, you think about, yeah, just Facebook, you know, I got, you know, a billion users, but yeah, you're not going to have a billion clients, but I like the fact, I mean, hey, listen, if you did, Francesca, I mean, you know, you'd be the Warren Buffett of social media, you know, but, no, I mean, that's a good point, and I appreciate that. I appreciate those nuggets that you're giving us. So right now, what current projects are you working on now? And then before that, where do you see, we talked about social media, but what current projects are you working on now?
The project I'm focused in on is, I want everyone, first, I'm so thrilled to be here and to have this conversation with you.
I want everyone who's listening,
either live or this is, you know, not live and you've listened to it on YouTube or SoundCloud, I want you to go to my website, FrancescaRigucci.com, and email me, Francesca@FrancescaRigucci.com, so I'm able to speak with you about your current business, your current state of marketing, and figure out what's best for you. My current project is every single week on Wednesdays, I go Facebook Live. And my Facebook is at Take Online Offline. And one thing for me is all of, note to self for you out there, if you're starting up your accounts, try to make all of your accounts' usernames as similar as possible. Because all of my accounts' names are different. From Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook, they're all different.
Well, mine too.
Yeah, right. Because when somebody takes your username or the one you want to use, you're not able to use it. Another place is I have recently, you know, within the past month or so, started a daily vlog on YouTube. I post once a week, Francesca Rigucci. My vlog is called In Progress because I was thinking and I was sitting because I said to myself, I have to start vlogging because I evaluated and I audited myself, which I do on occasion, just to make sure that I'm doing the right thing for my business in the long term. And I say, what does it look like from an outsider's perspective with video? And the way I present myself on video on social media is a lot of how-tos, a lot of here's how to start your Instagram, here's how to connect with people on Instagram, talk to people, for instance. So it was all me telling people how to do something, where I want people to see how I am running my day-to-day, how I'm growing my business, what I'm doing within my business life, me traveling to clients. So that vlog is called In Progress. And because I'm always in progress, every day I'm in progress to where the next step is for me. And you never know what's gonna happen, and that's why I started that vlogging journey.
Okay, no, that sounds good. So what, for you know, for our listeners and for me, obviously, what books are you reading, or do you recommend any books on social media, or any of your, or do you have any books yourself that you're promoting? Please, what do you have?
Well, my book will be in the works.
Nice.
There's no books right
you
now.
Have to have one.
Again, you know, not the right time, you know, that opportunity. Anyway, so my book that I've read, and I'm not like a big book reader because I'm so dialed in on the business constantly. I like to read every once in a while, but Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk. Gary Vaynerchuk is just a giant. He's really incredible at what he does and what he says. This book was published in 2009. So he talks about early days of Facebook, Twitter, and blogging. And he talks about how to start your personal brand. This book, I read it on vacation a few years back. This book gave me the foundation to start my business because he laid out doable tactics this book gave me doable tactics, not just motivation. Because sometimes when you're looking to somebody for motivation, you say, okay, now I'm motivated mentally, but what do I do?
What's the next steps? Yeah.
Right.
Okay, so it's Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk. You have anything else?
Yes. That's it. That's the number one book.
Okay, perfect. So, Francesca, where can people find you? Where's the best bet? I know you mentioned, you know, your website. I'm definitely going to have, ladies and gentlemen, I'll definitely have all the information where you can find Francesca on my show notes, which will be posted up on Facebook and LinkedIn. Any other platform you want to promote?
And YouTube.
And YouTube, sure. Yes, definitely.
Yeah. You know what? I would just say my email, Francesca, FrancescaRagucci, FrancescaRagucci.com in case you're watching it live, and FrancescaRagucci.com. That'll be your foundation of really finding out what it is that I do. My social media is up there, as well as we'll link it at the bottom, because all of my handles are different. So my website will give you a great foundation to start.
No, that's great. I mean, listen, Francesca, thank you so much for being on Peer-to-Peer Real Estate. I mean,
thank you. I'm so grateful.
No.
That's an incredible opportunity.
No, I appreciate you being on, and I definitely...
If one of the audience members walked away with one nugget that they're going to execute right now or tomorrow, then I did my job here. And if you did, any of the strategies that I laid out in this podcast, please email it to me and let me know what your results are, because I love to hear how you are excelling online.
Well, I'm definitely going to work on putting up a video. I'm going to take that chance. You know, I don't want to scare people away, but I will put a
15-second video.
Yeah, I'll do 15 seconds of practice and all that. So, anyway, Francesca, thank you so much again for being on. We're definitely going to have a part two, because there's so much more.
Part two, okay.
Yeah, we got to have a part two, because there's so much to do, and we'll probably have it either on Facebook Live or on Google Hangouts, because you gave us so much nuggets to swallow. It's amazing. I appreciate your time. Thank you so much, and we'll definitely talk soon.
Thank you, Will. Will do.
All right, Francesca. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Well, guys, what can I say? I mean, this lady has pretty much, you know, laid it out on social media. The pluses and the minus. Well, more pluses than anything, because of just the way social media has grown over the last couple of years. You know, you have Twitter, you have Snapchat, which I didn't even know about. I heard of it, but I never used it. Instagram. So definitely, you know, think about those channels to get on. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to the show. I had a great time. I had a great time with Francesca. She had gave us so much knowledge. I don't even know where to start. No, just kidding. I do know where to start. You can find us here every Wednesday from 6 to 7 at Bbox Radio. Please go to iTunes and subscribe and leave a review. I could definitely use the help there. You can find me on Facebook, which is facebook.com/peer, the number 2, Peer Real Estate. You can find me on LinkedIn and Twitter, William Morales, or search Peer-to-Peer Real Estate. Anyway, guys, have a great week. I'll see you guys next week. Thanks again. Bye, everybody.